morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition, this fourth Sunday in Advent edition of Word Made Flesh. As of late, we've been speaking a lot about the whole birth narratives we find in Matthew and Luke's Gospel. A lot of historical insights there. That's one of our tasks. Complementing that with the task of contemporary application to our lives. But today, the Sunday before Christmas, we really need to focus on what we like to say, the reason for the season. Little baby Jesus. So, real briefly, let's kind of go around and when you think about little baby Jesus, what pops into your mind? Aaron?
Our salvation and the Prince of Peace, Son of God, love.
Good. Yeah. Right.
New Hope, teacher of what it means to be truly human. The studies we've did in here before about being truly human.
So little baby Jesus is a truly human one.
Yes.
It's a human baby. It's absolutely not just some baby camel or something. Mr. Dan?
Coming of a new era. God joining himself in human form and giving us all new hope.
Okay, Frank.
I think about love, peace, life.
Okay. Senior?
I think of a liberator, coming liberation, freeing from bondage.
Justin?
Savior of the world, Son of God. What wonderful counseling.
Friend?
Wise, peaceful, strong.
Mark?
Announced by the angels that he'd come to us as a baby, so he's approachable. He's afraid. Who could be afraid, you know, of God? He's with us now.
Mm. Doug?
The fulfillment of God's promise for peace through justice and into the Old Testament law and inauguration of the new kingdom of God.
The birth of many things. Josh?
Yeah. Innocent, powerless, helpless, dependent, holy.
Okay. Mike?
The vulnerability of a young child with needs, the need to be raised by Joseph and Mary.
Okay, so we have kind of some titles that are applied there, and then we have kind of the reality of infancy. As you're saying, Mike, you know, babies need, they need burping, they need feeding, all that kind of stuff. And Josh talks about the... maybe it's Matt. I don't know. Somebody mentioned, you know, they're vulnerable, this type of thing. And at the same time, how do we see this vulnerability, dependent, approachable infant? Infants don't tend to scare us. We tend to scare them. You ever see a little baby go, ooh? Yeah, so on one hand, we have all this this kind of like fleshy human stuff. The little baby Jesus. And yeah, we throw these mighty titles at him, you know. Would you say... Wonderful Counselor.
Yes, sir.
Savior, Son of God, God with us. How do we blend those two? How does that happen? I mean, how do you see a mighty God in a tender...
Prince of Peace.
How do you see the Prince of Peace in some little baby? I'm sure when Mary and Joseph were changing his diaper, they were not thinking Prince of Peace. I guess, you know, it's a simple way of trying to put it. I mean, how do we, if we're going to talk about the human and the kind of vulnerable and this little tender little baby, babies do, you know, mess their diapers. Babies, you know, they vomit once in a while. You know, you'd be burping them. If you've never burped a baby, you know, they usually have the little burping cloth that goes over the shoulder to kind of catch all the... This is the one that you're saying is your Savior. This is the one you're calling Son of God. This is the one that's some Prince of Peace. We're talking about baby Jesus here. He hasn't quite made it to the cross yet. So if you're saying you find liberation, you know, peace and justice, help me, gentlemen. How are you seeing connection?
When I'm holding a,
in a baby.
When I was holding a baby, I was loving it, you know, and getting away out of myself, caring for its needs, and the love and peace that comes from the little baby, just being in its presence, you know, it's peaceful and
it's innocent.
Innocent, yeah.
Okay, well, play. Expound on that.
Well, they're a baby, you know, they can't do no hurt or harm. I mean, well, I mean, like, only us can do harm to it. We'd be messed up if we did that.
He was born of a virgin.
Yeah. Okay. Whoever innocence to her. Oh, actually, that's the assumption. Usually when we talk about children, we talk about their innocence. We say that children are innocent primarily because they're ignorant.
Right.
They have not developed in the sense where they really understand right and wrong. Yeah, I'm assuming when you talk about virgin, you're talking about purity, the innocence, the assimilation there, the association. Okay, all right.
The hope lies in the promise of God that you would send somebody as we see it now in the current tense as the infant. Now looking back, I can say I see that infant as the virgin because I know what he will grow up to be.
So kind of retrospectively.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the biblical narratives are obviously retrospective. But we've talked about before when it comes to Matthew and Luke that their infancy narratives are what we call parabolic overture. They're going to be teaching introductions. So if we can see post-resurrection that this is the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, who is our Savior and takes away the sins of the world and has liberated us from our bondage, has given us a new hope, all these things that we seem to be applying to that, then if we see that post-resurrection, it must have been applicable to the little burping Jesus in the manger. I do think that we find in the very image, the very reality of the infant Jesus, little goo-goo-ga-ga, in his swaddling clothes, somehow we see that there's peace there. And I think the peace is probably even deeper than just holding an infant. We've talked before, like Mary, we can imagine Mary cuddling Jesus and Jesus taking his little hand and wrapping it around her finger. Right, that's always quite moving. Those of you that have ever had children, your children reach up and they kind of grab your hand. There's a kind of a sacred connection that takes place there. But how is it we're going to find peace in this infant?
Reflecting the faith that God's had on us into the faith that he's going to fulfill his promise.
Okay, how do we see that?
Faith?
Well, you said reflecting, and so I'm saying, well, how do you see that?
How do I see a reflection by living it out? I don't know.
Well, I mean, gentlemen, we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas here in a couple days. A lot of the church likes to say there's a reason for the season. I mean, is Christmas just a retrospection of the cross, or is something really happening here?
Yeah, fulfilling his promise.
And that promise is for
peace, righteousness, justice.
Okay. All right.
Middle light.
Yeah, in our historical our task of looking at the context in which a lot of the biblical writings and even Matthew's reference to Isaiah and some of those speak about this yearning, this longing for the time when peace will be established through right ways, through justice. And yes, we could say retrospectively if this is the one who established that. Now, if that's the case, gentlemen, I mean, where do you see that? Are you living in a world of peace established through God's justice?
No.
Then how are you seeing that in this baby?
I see it in the church.
Okay, all right,
and
I see
Christ as coming and telling his disciples how to live this way and the church carrying on that way. I see the hope lived out today in the church as they serve the poor and live Christ-like lives.
Yeah, I think when we look at the baby Jesus, where we see this piece, I think we're called to find in the infant as a parabolic overture, right? One who's not going to cling to power. In the temptation, he refuses to turn stones into bread, to take the big leap, to accept world domination. He's the one that says, look, I stand alongside of the lame, the crippled, the blind, the oppressed. I stand alongside of the poor. I encourage you to be meek, to be gentle, to be mournful, to be merciful, be pure in heart, to be peacemakers. So we can see all that in his adult life, and I think that we can see that in the infant. And I guess the little fish I'm looking to catch here is, where do you see that? Well, we see it kind of in what Josh was talking about and a couple others alluding to it. It's precisely in his weakness. Gentlemen, where do you find peace in weakness? Where do you find peace in powerlessness? How is the powerless one actually the Prince of Peace? How is the powerless one a mighty counselor? How is the powerless one, in a sense, powerful?
Because in Joseph's dream, I think it was, that angel told them what he was going to be.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you're absolutely right. What's that got to do with you? All right, so he's great. That's nice. Little baby Jesus, he's got all kinds of peace. But does that bring you peace? Can you find the Prince of Peace in your life today? And if so, how? And I'm going to propose that you're going to find it in your own weakness.
And in my addiction. Okay. Sorrow.
Yeah, and how would we say that finding the Prince of Peace, finding the little babe of peace on earth, goodwill, right? All that stuff. How do you find that in your own weakness? What is your weakness? I mean, could it be places in your heart where you've been hurt?
Pain.
Are there places where you've been absent of trust?
Resentment.
Places where your heart is broken. Where what's that?
Pain kind of fits with me. You know, today is submission, submitting to God about being weak and turning my will over. I've always been too masculine to admit defeat and turn over to God. And now I feel it's a weakness, but it's actually power.
Well, maybe the power is in admitting our weakness.
Yeah.
All right. There comes a point, particularly when we come here homeless and addicted, we have to admit that there are places in our hearts we feel we have been hurt, we're broken, right? We're insecure, we're afraid. Now, to some degree, isn't that like a baby? Aren't babies kind of weak?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to be a lot like Jesus, we may want to embrace our weakness. Right? So where do you find the Prince of Peace? You're going to find the Prince of Peace in your weakness, right? Why? Why is it in our weakness that we find peace?
So it's where He is made stronger?
Okay, I think you and Frank both are pretty close there. Play that out a little bit.
I mean, you see it at the birth. Who shows up? Who's by His side? I mean, it's the oppressed and the poor, the weak. So I mean, extend this invitation to the ones that aren't allowed to participate in their own society because of who they are or what they are.
I guess as far as that goes, if we admit our weaknesses, we become full and we learn how to make our weaknesses stronger. By admitting them, we're acknowledging them.
Okay, yeah, I think so, to some extent.
I can say in my weakness, I realize I'm powerless and I'm dependent on God.
Okay, yeah, now if we're going to take the literal image of an infant, all right, can an infant feed itself? No, so it's weak, so somebody else has to feed it. So it has a sense of dependence. So in its powerlessness, in its weakness, it is completely dependent upon somebody else. So as long as you're going to deny your weakness, if you're going to deny that you're hurt, you're going to deny that you're afraid, if you're going to deny that the reality that you're not in control, then you are constantly going to try to pretend to be something you're not. So when we can admit the fact that I am weak, that I am broken, that I do hurt, that I am scared, maybe I'll come to realize that there's actually power in that, because if I admit my weakness, I strip myself of my own self-sufficiency and find that I'm like little baby Jesus, dependent upon Mary and Joseph to feed him and burp him and teach him how to walk and all those other type of things that infants have. There's this union grounded in the reality of the absence of my being in control. That's peace. And so when we look at the little baby Jesus on the creche, when we think of the birth of Jesus this Christmas, it should really remind you to look inside yourself and say, where am I weak? Where am I hurting? Where am I broken? Where am I afraid or insecure? And when you can tap into that, you just might discover the living reality of the Prince of Peace. And somehow or another, that Prince of Peace is hidden in your weakness. And when you tap into that, then you realize that the Prince of Peace is hidden with you, and He's hidden from the world. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Prayerfully, may you have a blessed and merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.